Well, it's time for those year-end lists. The best of, you know, the worst of. Well, David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, joins us live right now. And, David, you've got your best of 2012 show. Where to begin?
I begin with the words that are indelibly written into many minds, and especially Mitt Romney's, 47%. That's the show that really marked the turning point of the campaign, where almost everybody but the most diehard Republicans could see the writing on the wall, could see a kind of disaffection building that many of the polls showed, but not those that the Republican leaders were looking to and were so misjudging on election night. It really said something about certainly the common perception of Mitt Romney, or at least let's say the majority perception of Mitt Romney, about not really understanding ordinary folks and not understanding the constituency that he needed to win the election, which, yep, of course, he did not.
That was a campaign, a presidential campaign, that seemed to go on forever.
It did, indeed. I mean, there were other things I was looking for, and I looked back and I said, oh, my God, that was in 2011 that happened. Some of the other famous gaffes. So that was one of the turning points, and the other one in the show this week, or another one, was the turning point in Syria, the first time that the rebel forces attacked top officials in Damascus, killed some top generals. Assad and his brother were missing from the funeral, which they ordinarily would have gone to. There was some confusion in the state media, and they actually reported what had happened and the importance of the attack. That was another turning point. A third was the supreme surprise of the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare, which may be the major milestone of his first term as president. We replay the week segment that we did on the Trayvon Martin shooting, which involved both licensed guns, as have now so often cropped up in mass murders, and the issue of race and profiling, which we thought was very important. And then we have, among our many entertainment sections, Steve Terrell, whose new CD of wedding music was actually suggested by former President Bill Clinton when he came to hear him and told him that his daughter Chelsea had been her first dance at her wedding. Was his version of The Way You Look Tonight. And the president said, you ought to do a whole album of wedding songs. And so they did.
You managed to get the whole entertainment segment in your show every week. I like that.
Well, we try. We think it's important. I'm dedicated to the old music and the Great American Songbook, and I like to give some attention to the people who still pursue it, from Michael Feinstein, who's very well known, to lesser-known people who've been in the business a long, long time, and newcomers who still find the charm in the old songs.
I know. You had Sue Rainey on a couple of weeks ago.
Indeed. She was a delight.
Well, Happy New Year, David.
And to you.
David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.